You're listening to the Intuitive Souls podcast. I am your host, Tara Caruso, and this podcast is designed to educate, inspire, and enlighten. Let's wake up together. Hey guys, and welcome to the Intuitive Souls podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. I am super excited that the universe led you here. If you are an OG and you keep on coming back and you keep listening and sharing this podcast to people that it might help, thank you guys. You know that I love each and every one of you, and I appreciate every like, every comment, every review. You guys make this so easy for me, and you know how much I adore doing this podcast for you and connecting with other light workers and healers and just giving you guys the tools to just live a more spiritually aligned life. And in today's episode, I kind of just want to talk to you guys. I kind of just want to, like, you know, give some spiritual insight and give you guys a personal story of what's been going on with me. And before we kind of dive into that, I just want to say, if you are enjoying this podcast, if this is helping you, if you can just take a minute out of your crazy busy life to go head on over to iTunes to write a review, I would really appreciate it, because those reviews help me get this podcast to the ears that need to hear it. And as a thank you, I would love to give you access to one of my free Udemy, well, one of my courses that are on Udemy and Skillshare for free. So if you head on over and submit a review, just be sure to take a screenshot of the review prior to submitting it, because if you don't, I don't know if you sent it or not. So make sure you send or make take a screenshot and send it to me. My email is erussopmrp@gmail.com. This information will also be in the show notes for you, and I will go ahead and we will set up a coupon code where you can try one of my courses for free. And there's a bunch to choose from. Like, what do I have now? I have the Empowered Empath course that I actually just added a whole empath toolkit section. I have the Intuitive Crystal course. I have the regular crystal course. I have the shadow work course. I have the Master Your Spirit Symbols course. There's a lot. There's a lot for you to choose from. So definitely be sure to do that. And again, I appreciate every single one of you. I appreciate every single review, because it just helps. Like, it just, I just love you guys. So, you know, in this episode, I kind of just felt really drawn to tell you a personal story that actually happened a couple of days ago with me, and really kind of give you my intuitive or spiritual insight on it. So let's start. Now, about, I want to say like 2 years ago, I bought this statue of the goddess or the deity Lakshmi. Now, Lakshmi is the goddess of prosperity and wealth and purity. You will probably, if you Google her, you've probably seen her around. She's a very well-known deity, and she really she usually has like gold coins around her, because obviously she's the goddess of prosperity and abundance and all of that great stuff. And I really felt drawn to work with her a couple of years ago. I just felt drawn, like I wanted to really channel her energy and teach or learn about what abundance meant to me, what prosperity meant to me. And at that stage, you know, my business was just like, you know, starting off. I really didn't know much and all of that great stuff. And you know, financially, it wasn't that great either. And I really just wanted to work on that. I really wanted to work on my relationship with money as well as abundance and just all of that. So I felt like she was the ascended master that was calling to me at that time. So the last 2 or 1.5 years, I've really been focusing on fixing my relationship with money. Like, I really, really dove into like kind of shadow work with my relationship with money and what it meant for me and how I want to attract it and how I want to have a healthier relationship with it. And I've really worked hard on that, I must say, and it's helped tremendously. So, back to where we were. So, I then a couple weeks ago decide that I want to move stuff around in my office. So, I head on over to Marshall's or TJ Maxx and I grab myself some shelves that I want to put up in my office so I could put some of my favorite crystals on it on top of, some of my favorite figurines. So obviously I then decide to move my Lakshmi statue to this wall unit. Okay. And it's there for a couple of days and all of a sudden like I'm actually like recording a podcast and it falls down. Like the whole shelf falls down. And I'm like, what? What the hell? Like it was fine. Like nothing happened. And I noticed that the statue of Lakshmi, her hand, just at like one of her hands, because she has many hands in the statue, fell off or like clipped off. I was like, oh, it's not that big of a deal. You know what I mean? Like I'll get super glue and I'll glue it later. So I take the hand and I put it to the side and I put her back up on the shelf, make sure that the shelf is secure and that's, all that great stuff. So, a couple days go by, nothing really happens or whatever. And then my office is upstairs in my attic, believe it or not. So I went downstairs to grab some water or something to drink and I heard like a crash. And I'm like, what was that? Like, oh God. So I come back down and the shelf falls down again. And I notice that the Lakshmi statue is now, not in the best shape. Like there's a couple of missing pieces to the to, her whole body. And I'm like, man, what is going on? Like, you know what I mean? Like this hasn't happened and it was secure on the wall. And I was like, oh, it's a little weird. So, couple days go by and I think no, I think nothing of it. I just go about my day. And so I keep on putting her up on the shelf. I just keep on putting her up on the shelf. And those things that we do where it's like, oh, I'll fix it later, and then 6 months later we don't do it. That's what I kept on saying to myself. I was like, I'll just get the super glue and I'll just, keep gluing her back together. And then I come back up a couple of hours later and I start working again, like writing a blog post or something. And it falls again. It falls again. And I'm like, what is going on? And it was like right in back of me. Like if you watch some of my videos, you could see the shelf that I'm talking about. And I'm like, it falls again. And I'm just like, okay, this is weird. This is like freaking me out. So I then put her on my desk and I have her facing me the whole time. And I can't help, like, I keep on seeing like her from my peripheral vision. So I just kind of stop typing and I'm looking at her. And I just kind of have this download that her work with me is done. I learned the lesson. I learn the lesson of what prosperity means. And I learned how to have a healthy relationship with money. And I now know that abundance is not what you have in your closet, and it's not what you have in your bank account. My relationship with abundance is far different than what it was a couple of years ago. I find abundance in everything I do. I see abundance everywhere now. I see abundance in my relationships, in my business, in my spiritual journey. I see it everywhere. Abundance is a mindset. And if you asked me this 2 years ago when I was just buying this statue of Lakshmi, I would have said, abundance is a completely different thing. And I just kind of realized that this was her telling me that I learned what I wanted to learn. this was her energy coming to me saying, like, hey, you know, good job, but you don't need me anymore. You gotta, you know, you can walk this path by yourself now. And what I'm trying to say is that it, first and foremost, the lessons that we're supposed to learn in this life, guys, whatever the case may be, we have to take a bigger picture view of our life. If you want to know what you signed up for in this life, I always say, get out of your monkey mind. You have to take a bigger picture of your life. Are there any patterns in your life? Do you find yourself in toxic relationships time and time again? Do you find yourself with the same problems over and over and over again, but with just different faces to them? Those are the things that you are supposed to learn from, heal from, and then grow from. Okay? And I believe that one of my lessons in this lifetime is to create a healthy relationship with money, to learn about money, to understand money, to be an energetic match for money, to realize that money is not everything. I truly believe that this is one of the lessons that I learned, that I need to learn in this life. And I'm not saying that I'm perfect, and I'm not saying that I am, like, you know, perfectly aligned with the frequency of money, but I'm a lot better than what I was when I first started, if that makes any sense. So, you know, when you see something like that, and it's funny because this has happened to me, not with a statue, but a couple of years ago, even like before my spiritual awakening, someone gave me a bracelet, and it was a crystal bracelet. I forgot what crystal it was. Pretty sure it was moonstone. And I put it on and I was wearing it for, like, I think she gave it to me at, like, when I was 5 months pregnant. So I was wearing it for a good, you know, I want to say, okay, so I got it when I was 5 months pregnant with my son, Kyle. And I was still wearing it while I was nursing him, and he was about 2 months old when it broke. And I kind of realized, like, hindsight is 20/20, guys. And I always realize this stuff, like, long after, you know, the event actually happened. But I realized that when it broke, it did its job. The crystal kept me fertile. The crystal allowed me to have a very healthy pregnancy and allowed me to have, you know, a very, very good experience with breastfeeding him and everything like that. And, you know, within 2 months, it broke. And it was like, oh, that's weird. You know what I mean? But now, seeing the things, you know, just living and seeing these things happen for other people and all of that stuff, I believe it's spirit's way of letting us know that we no longer need it. So, you know, say hypothetically you had a piece of black tourmaline, or you had a bracelet of black tourmaline, and you were wearing it for a while, never had a problem with it, and then all of the sudden it broke on you. That's probably an indication that you no longer need it. Maybe a ex-coworker who had, you know, horrible toxic energy is gone, and that crystal did its job. Or maybe you got out of a toxic relationship and then the black tourmaline broke. I'm just using these as examples, guys. This doesn't, you know what I mean? But, like, I'm just trying to give you guys examples for you guys to see it in your own life. So, you know, when I realized that, like, my time with, you know, connecting with Lakshmi was over, I was like, wow, this has to be a sign. Like, this is it. I should be really super proud of myself. And I think it goes the same for, like, people too, because in my own personal life, you know, I had someone that was a part of my life and I believed that we were friends. And then, you know, we ended up cutting ties, and I realized soon after we cut ties that, like, I learned my lesson. You know, it wasn't, you know, sometimes our connections with other people aren't soul sisters, they're not twin flames, they're not soulmates, they're not, you know, past life connections. Sometimes these people you have contracts with in order to ignite something within you in this lifetime or to get you on the path, and then they leave just as quickly as they come into your life. You know, not all friendships are connected, you know, spiritually. Not all friendships are going to last, you know, and that's okay. And I just kind of wanted to share this story with you guys because I feel like a lot of you, you know, because I connect with a lot of you and I work with, you know, I work with a lot of people as well with my mentorship program. And you guys tell me stories like this. And I want you guys to, you know, see like this is happening to me too. And if we really take a step back and see all these weird things that happen within our lives. Like, I am not one. I do not believe in coincidence. I don't. There is just way too much out there. There is just a whole universe out there. We know very little of the spirit world. So I do not believe in coincidence, especially when it comes to things of the spiritual nature, like a statue of an ascended master. So that's really what I wanted to share with you guys today. You know, sometimes weird things like that happen. Like, you know, maybe we lose a crystal or something breaks or we misplace something. And sometimes that's an indication that, you know, we're done with that. You know, we're done with that chapter of our lives. We learned the lesson that we needed to learn. If you misplace a journal, because I've done that before too, like I have journals scattered everywhere throughout my house. Like I just, because when I get something, I just have to write it down. Like, I don't know about you. Like I get a lot of downloads during the day, like ideas and stuff like that, where it's like, I have journals in my living room. I have journals in my bedroom, my office, they're all throughout my house. And I just have to write it down. But you know, I do have journals just for mediumship and I have journals just for, you know, mindset work and stuff. And you know, I remember like a couple of months ago, I misplaced my mindset journal and I still haven't found it. And this was like, when I tell you, this was like basically 80% done. You know what I mean? Like I had only a couple of pages left over to write in it, but I did such intense mindset reprogramming within that journal. And I was like, God, you know what I mean? Like that journal work completely transformed my mindset. And I can't find that journal anywhere. I cannot find it anywhere. I looked in my kids' rooms. I looked in their backpacks. I looked everywhere. And maybe that's because I did that mindset work and I'm finished with that work. I mean, you're never finished with mindset work, but you know what I mean? Like I'm finished with reprogramming those beliefs that I was working on. So this was kind of a ramble, guys. Like, holy crap, I'm already at like 18 minutes. I hope that I didn't bore you guys. But I wanted to like share this experience with you because I felt like it was so insightful and so, you know, to like give you guys kind of like an idea. You know what I mean? Because I feel like we just question everything. We just question everything, especially we're on the spiritual path and we're embarking on this journey where it was like, was that a synchronicity? Was that a coincidence? Should I just shrug it off? And I just feel like sometimes, you know, especially when it comes to like spiritual stuff, like maybe, you know, with statues or archangels or whatever the case may be, I don't believe in coincidences with that. You know what I mean? Like if a certain archangel keeps on popping up everywhere for you in your social media feed, if you see it somewhere, if you see it and you're just drawn to it, that's usually an indication that that's the archangel that wants to work with you. Okay. A perfect example is like, I was talking to Hannah, who obviously comes on the show a lot. She is an amazing, amazing astrologist. And a Akashic Records reader. And she's also a member of the Modern Mystic Society. And she does the, obviously, you know, you guys know her because she does the In the Stars with Hannah, with me every month on the podcast. And I just had this download because she was trying to decide like what archangels or, you know, what her spiritual counsel would look like. And I kept on hearing, first off, while I'm talking to her, I'm looking at my sandalwood doTERRA essential oil. Like, I'm just looking at it. It's on my desk because I was using it for grounding. And I was just looking at it, not thinking anything of it. And then I went downstairs and I saw my archangel book on my coffee table. Thought nothing of it. And then all of a sudden, I'm doing laundry and I keep on hearing Sandalphin, Sandalphin, Sandalphin. And I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Sandalphin is an archangel that was actually, him and Metatron were the only two archangels that were ever in human form. And I was like, maybe that's the one that she has to work with. So I bring it up to her and she immediately goes and looks up Sandalphin and she's just like, yes. Oh my God, I love the energy. I love, you know, what his mission is and what his meaning is. And, you know, now she's working with Sandalphin. So things like that, like, it's just amazing. I guess maybe I'm really super vigilant and super aware of everything around me. So I see the connections, but guys, synchronicities go far beyond seeing repeating numbers. I have to tell you, like, they really do. Just stay aware, stay open, stay vigilant, because things will just happen. You will just completely walk in to wherever it is you need to be. You will completely go like right to where you need to be. And I cannot stress this enough. So guys, you know, this is basically, oh my God, this is like such a rant, guys. Jeez. Why do you guys allow me to do this? Like, I just feel like I've been ranting and raving for the past 22 minutes. Jeez. I hope that you guys kind of like pick up what I'm putting down. So, you know, that's basically what I have to say. You know, your lessons are going to keep on showing up for you until you learn the lesson. You know what I mean? They might have different faces and different events connected to them, but your lessons are going to keep on showing up until you learn the lesson. But once you've learned the lesson, you're going to find signs that, you know, it's okay to walk away. It's okay to maybe, you know, disconnect from that deity or that archangel or, you know, that kind of theme in which you've been working on and finding another one to work on. So that's what I have to say about that. Sorry for like the ramble, but I love you guys. And I hope that this has helped you. And I hope that, you know, this insight can help you understand maybe events that are occurring in your life and give you guys a deeper perspective of synchronicities and all of that great stuff. So it's always a pleasure, guys. I love you. Have a great week. Again, if you have a free minute, please go ahead, head on over to iTunes, write a review. Make sure you take a screenshot of the review, send it to me. My email will be in the show notes for you, and I will set a coupon code up so you can try one of my courses out for free. Always a pleasure, guys. Lots of love and light to you, and I'll see you soon.